Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, April the 11th, 2023, I am Tungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are probing whether political parties have selected enough young people to represent their growing demographic in this year's general elections. This after the ruling ZANU-PF party conducted its primary elections last month, while the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, is wrapping up its selection process this week. But first, an update on the commencement in South Africa of hearings by the Pretoria High Court today, following a challenge against the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permits by South African Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi. The permits for the 178,000 holders will not be renewed when they expire on June 30, a development that prompted three civil society organizations to mount a court challenge on behalf of the affected Zimbabweans. These petitioners are the Helen Suzman Foundation, the Zimbabwe Exemption Permit Holders Association, and the Zimbabwe Immigration Federation. Their cases will be heard simultaneously. The Helen Suzman Foundation kicked off the hearings today with its lawyers arguing the termination of the special Zimbabwe permits was unlawful, adding claims by the South African government that the economic situation had improved in Zimbabwe was caught unsubstantiated. The organization asked the court to rule that the permits may never be terminated. Lee Chonanjani, Zimbabwe Omuhle, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokuthi amabandla ezombusazwe aphe abasakhulayo na ithuba lokuthi bancintise kukhetho lolonyaka bedinga ukuba ngamakhansila, amalunga ePhalamende kumbe yena umongameli. Kodwa singakangeni lapho ke siphathe udaba lwenkantolo yePretoria High Court kwele South Africa. Yona eqale namuhla ukuhluza udaba olukhwezwe zinhlanganiso ezintathu ezifuna kulahlwe isinqumo sikahulumende walelo lizwe esokwesula ama-permits abeZimbabwe abawaphiwe ngomnyaka ka-2009. Amaqweta amela inhlanganiso ye-Helen Suzman Foundation acele inkantolo le ukuthi ivimbe ukwesulwa kwama-permits la ekupheleni kwawo mhla ka-30 ngoNhlangula. Amaqweta la athe isinqumo lesi asikho emthethweni njalo akufanelanga ukuthi abantu laba baxotshwe kule South Africa ngoba sebegxile impande kulelo lizwe ngemva kokuhlala okwesikhathi eside kanje. Kwaziwa ebatereri be-Studio 7 nasi muchirongwa che-Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuti mapato ezvematongero enyika ari kupa here vechidiki mukana wekukwikwidza zvine mutsindo musarudzo dzegore rino. Asi chekutanga timbotarisa nyaya yedare rePretoria High Court muSouth Africa, iro ratanga kuzeya nyaya yakakwidzwa nemasangano akazvimirira oga matatu ayo ari kupikisa chisungo chehurumende yekuSouth Africa chekuti magwaro eZimbabwe special permits achaguma kushanda kupera kwemwedzi wachikumi. Magweta erimwe remasangano aya reHelen Suzman Foundation audza Dare kuti chisungo ichi hachina maturo uye akumbira vatongi vedare kuti vatonge kuti hazvigoni kuti magwaro aya amiswe nehurumende yekuSouth Africa. And as the hearings went on virtually, activists for the anti-immigrants organization Operation Dudula were picketing outside the court, saying they want foreigners out of their country. Libazwileke labo ngabe Operation Dudula bebetshengisela phandle kwenkantolo ye-South Africa ePretoria. Besithi abeZimbabwe abalamaphepha asephelelwa isikhathi kumele baphume baphele kulelo lizwe. And now here is an official of Operation Dudula speaking to our reporter Thuso Khumalo.
So another reason is funa ukuthi bahambe babuyele emakhaya ukuthi bathatha imisebenzi yama South Africans like abalethi any special skill basebenza baba abo driver abama truck and yet akusi special skill umuntu owu driver kungathathi umuntu wase South Africa a drive but because bona baba exploit ama company aba exploit labantu umuntu ongaphandle uyakwazi ukuthi asettle less for 1000 rand per month yet umuntu ala South Africa because umthetho uthi uzokumela abhadale 5000 but bona bayakwazi ukuthatha less amount so
That's an official of the organization Operation Dudula. Kuluma lentathelizindaba yethu uThuso Khumalo phandle kwenkantolo ye Pretoria High Court lamhlanje. And the hearings will resume tomorrow. Libazwile ke lapho abe Operation Dudula bathabe Zimbabwe kumele baphume baphele kwele South Africa ngoba ngokusho kwabo babathathela imisebenzi hanzi nebe-Operation Dudula bekuZimbabwe banemagwaro akusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo ngavadzokere kunyika yavo nekuti hanzi nebeDudula vari kutorera zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe mabasa. Let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And our main topic tonight, we are talking about youth representation in the forthcoming general elections. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, the issue of youth representation as we go towards the 2023 elections, we are now joined by our guests. That's Stephen Chuma, youth spokesperson of the opposition CCC, Brian Ncube of ZAPU. He is the deputy spokesperson of that party, and Mr. Frido Murechu, of the ruling ZANU-PF. He's the youth chairman for ZANU-PF in Bulawayo. Gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Live Talk. Let me start off with you, Mr. Murechu, because you were the first, your party was the first to conduct its primary elections. Would you say, as young people in ZANU-PF, you feel that you are adequately represented? Many young people were selected or elected in your primary elections. Are you satisfied?
Thank you very much. We are really satisfied as a youth in ZANU-PF that the youth are really well represented in the primary elections. We were well represented the primary elections that we held. For example, we use the example in Bulawayo system. Local government, out of 29 votes, 18 youth were successful, so 18 out of 29. Then in Parliament, out of 12, I'm talking 4 out of 12, and the other 2, to make it 6, they're still very little because they're just way about, there's maybe some a year or 2 above 35. So I'll just say it was 50-50 in terms of MPs, and in terms of local government, it was 18. Over 29. So in terms of representation, we were very fairly represented in the very best reasons that the party really gave us an opportunity to contest in these elections, and the youth really delivered, and they were represented.
Thank you there, Mr. Murechu. Those are encouraging numbers coming from ZANU-PF in Bulawayo. Uyasho ubaba Murechu uti phakathi kwabafuna ukuba ngamakansila abangu 29. Abasakhulayo abakhethwayo kuZANU-PF bangu-13. Then kuma ilunga edalela ephalamende uthi kulabatsha 4 to 6 abazancintisa. Sizwe abe-CCC ukuthi bona baminjani. Ndibuye kwamuri bachuma umnumzana Sakhozi Chuma. Isikhulumeli sabasakhulayo kubandla le-CCC and ukuthi bachuma Sakhozi Chuma ndiwo mtawuriri webechidiki mubato re-CCC bachuma manzwa vamurechu veZANU-PF vari kutaura nemafigures kuBulawayo wongo tinozva kuti bato renyu richiri kusarudza asi makupedza chirongwa ichi. You are wrapping up, but so far mungati sevechidiki muri kugutsikana here kuti vakawanda venyu vari kupuwa mukana wekukwikwidza musarudzo dzegore rino.
Thank you. Makadini vateereri greetings, listeners. We as CCC are very much excited and we are very much happy with the candidate selection process thus far. Why are we happy? We are happy because our party, which is a citizen-driven party, takapa mukana kuma citizens kuti chirongwa chema citizens, chirongwa CCC, chirongwa chema citizens. Kuraizvo kuti munhu wose anenge anotipa cheZimbabwe, munhu wose anenge amugari wemunyika muno meZimbabwe, anokwanisa kuenda achinomirawo pamberi pevagari achikumbira kuti apane pachirongwa chekusarudzwa kwemakandidati. Chirongwa izvi chakanakiranda zvekuti isete inozi nomination process, kureva kuti vagari pachavo vanosarudza munhu waanoda, zvisinei needi, sexi kana gender. Zvoreva kuti hazvinei kuti umukadzi here, uri mudiki here, kana kuti nemakore api. Vagari pachavo vanongosarudza kuti aiwa kunzimbo inoiyi, kofingidzira kuti minda anokwanisa kutimirira. Zvoreva izvi kuti vechidiki vane mukana wakakurisa kwazvo, uye vechidiki vakatiwana mukana wakakurisa kwazvo. Mune chirongwa chenomination process tinova chirongwa chekutonongedza kuti vagari kana nharaunda inoti aiwa ini mwana ari kugona zvakati zvakati, ndiwo atoda kuti atimiririre. Chirongwa ichi chakanakira pakuti vechidiki ndo vakawanda munyika. Zvoreva izvo kuti vechidiki pamuchaona pachazoitwa kushambadza kana kutaurwa kwemazita abudirira panomination, muchaona kuti vechidiki vanenge vakawanda. Chaifanira kuti chaitwa nhasi
asa ina kujibidina kia kia kwa maazwa mashu mashu makatirai asa tango kuhuza mwine Zimbabwe mpokiti wechi viki Zimbabwe yose waka kwani chakuto wachipati kita mchurungwa ichi wakisaru dao wano wano fundi zira kuti wano fanira kwa mirinia zirao chochi viki nende wakawanda dola nga wakisaru dao sakati yote alisira kuti kwa mazita achabida kama nimesenzi kwa chabida wechi viki wakawanda cha inju watengu wari kuparamenti ni wangu wachangu wari kukante ni wangu wachangu wari kupiara ya mazimai kwa mchete ni kupiara ya yu wachimiririna wechi viki mishibosha au
I will thank you there, Vachuma. And I also please do stay on the line as I bring in Mr. Brian Ncube, deputy spokesperson for Ibandla leZaphu. Mnumzana Ncube, I'm sure you are hearing abanye kuzanu PF la ku Triple C. Lina kuZaphu kuminjani. Lina tabasa kulayo. Baphiwa ithuba elaneleyo yini njalo ungaba lamafigazo ongasipha wona ukuthi hayi nxa selikhethile selikhetha abangakhi
yes uyabonga ngaleli thuba elinike lona bekuthanda ukulazisa ukuthi njengebandla leZaphu uyathike in the process of electing our candidates. We haven't finished so far, but what I can say is as youth in Zaphu we are happy with the involvement of the youth in the party. If you look our national executive, it's the only structure that is balanced between the youth and the elderly. Looking at our SG is also the young secretary general of a political party in the country. So it gives us motivation that ZAPO is open to young people and is open for leadership renewal. And this didn't only start now. We have a pattern in the past during the times of the late Dumiso Tabengo. It was an emphasis that every position in the national executive should be deputized by a youth if there is no youth that has been elected in that position. So we have been standing for a very long time advocating for youth participation. We are not doing it for elections only, because what we have noted in the past is that other political parties are using politics of patronage, especially using the youth to push their agenda rather than the development of the youth. So ours is there's credibility, and it's not politics of patronage. We are not doing it for cosmetic. Thank you.
So we are ukuthi liphakathi kokukhetha Ncube likhangelela ukuthi all right lizaqeda lolu hlelo nini njengoba ama elections ukhetho solusondele plus ubona abasakhulayo likhangelela ukuthi bathole isabelo esinganani kwabazancintisa.
Yes. Ukhetho ethulu conduct kuma branches. Ama branches yiwo azasho ukuthi bafuna bani, ngoba unlike amanye ama political parties, we don't go for primary elections as ZAPU. Ama candidates ethu avuya from ama branch, but iposition ye party is ama youth ahambe phambili. So ekupheleni walenyanga siyabe sesile full list yama candidates enguzwa khathesi kuma branches lama action ethu across the country. I was at Lama youth amaning kuma as a standard for Isa.
Siyabonga ba changoti bata ino inefenyuro yeru jinji inefenyuro ye Studio 7. Uye tripachirongwa che Live Talk The Connection uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Namhlanje sibuza abezombusazwe ukuthi vakethe abasakhulayo abaneleyo yini ukuthi bancintise kukhetho oluzayo. And kuhlelo we have Brian Ncube oweZaphu, Steven Sarkozy Chuma oweTriple C, lo Freedom Murechu vano abezanu PF. Ndizokera kwamuri va Murechu wongo mafigaza matipa ekubulawayo ari kuratisa kuti haiwa vechidiki vari kupuwa mukana mubato renyu rezanu PF hameno kuti mafigazi ayo angava achirepresent the national picture kana kuti chii but tinombonzwa vamwe vachichema chema mubato renyu kuti vechidiki havazi kupuwa mukana izvo zvakapa kuti tione pachiita G40 movement saka mungati bato renyu here is really moving towards renewal yevechidiki richipa vechidiki mukana izvo zvatichawana in the near future vachipuwa mukana yekupindawo mucabinet nezvimwe zvinzvimbo zviri pamusorosoro kwete kungoperera kumakanzura kana kuti kuparliament
nyakuzva ipati yacho yezanu p f is a part of the past the future and also the present and loko tikwenza njengovanda hasisi tisunikita vadala tiyahlanganisa vantu vadala so that tive tigaide because vava vakazisavhela ngapa ihlanganise the present okuyitithina mayuti kunjalo siyisaka yelizwe lethu so amathuba siyawanikwa njengabatsha abasakhulayo kuzanu p f ukuthi sikhonteste not ku-parliament only ngoku-m p only njengoba ubuzile ngendaba ye-cabinet uzanuthi ucabinet ezileyo kumbe yona le khona kube nama-usinzi ambalwa aphoyinta ngumongameli ukuthela ngama-ministers velatre comrad mswere velatre comrad mangaliso ndlovu velatre for cast coventry asingakhethi lomhlobo ukuthi umuntu umhlobo bani terms of colour or race asingawukhangeliya ndawo so amathuba sibili siyaniwa njengabantu abasaphilayo kwizanu p f ayisuke ukuthi xa izanu p f ayikhangeli ipartner or newa said we are being given the champions and we are taking the chances and kunjalo akuna sitho okuthiwa yareserve for the youth because abantu siyafanana ephathini kudlala endima ezijejeneyo okufuneka kwangumuntu omdala siyazikhanyela kumbe umuntu omdala ngama lawo uyavotela umyouth em uyavotela umuntu ongumama laye em uyavotela so ama-figures engitshele wona arepresenta country wide zona ndilisa amayouth amaningi amile asukumile sibakhontesta ku-parliament bakhontesta kuma-m ps and bawina against abantu azekhontestana labo ngokudala amayouth ajale ukhala sisako singekazi imali singafunika amathuba okuthi lasi sikhonteste i-time around amayouth anika ithuba not just i-time around ola longe sisayisi amathuba but abantu bengasukumeli phezulu but isithethela kwalo nyaka hhayi amayouth asukumile futhi ngobuningi wawo bakhontesta ndizanandilisa abantu ababekhona ku-parliament izanu p f abaningi bakhona bakuselocal government babe ngamayouth
Siyabonga Mrechu and please do stay on the line. Ndidzokere kwamuriva Chuma as the triple C. Can you make a case to voters, to the electorate in 2 minutes? Why should they vote you guys into power?
Thank you. First, when we talk about the issue of youth empowerment, we are the first political party that has shown that in reality, my youth and from Nakutinga Mira, it's possible. We have seen it. We are the first political movement which has a president at the age of 40, which is the first time that our president in Zimbabwe, and Makora, are party. We go as a statue on Amadara, which is the speaker of the president. Then if you look at the interim structure at Mayo, Munona and Fazama, around my 35 years, Ranam Koma or Salos, Ranama 28 years, it's not issue, it should be battle, not as of Giroda, could remember that it's been new out, it's battle, not up to really to be key as a Kinga Mirira. And also, if you look at our policies, you think that we have to know, we have to go to the river, we have to go to the river, we have to go to the river, asingogara mumabridge asinyaya dzakanaka tisiseka titaura nyaya idzodzo makaona bato rezanu p f ritipikisa tichiti haiwa vanotaura nyaya dzegoridhe tiri kubiwa ngavasunge zoreva izvo kuti paitotatarisa nenyaya dzemaelections pangori nebato rine cheke riri kumirira kodero dzevanhu
Thank you, Deva. Chuma bata makadaron botura mtereri anzi tine mtereri parunari. Wakade ako mtereri?
Ndipo makadiko mkoma.
Aiwa, tinofara. Mune mvunzo, vunzaiti nzwe pachidimbu.
Ndinoona kubvunza mvunzo mtanga kuvakomana vesikit.
Endrai nyumberi.
Mvuzo wokutanga unoti akoseko vakomana muchinyarara panhu pazvinoitika zvakakosha munyika especially tombotanga nenyaya yamukoma Job Scala. It looks like maisa zvimakripti zvitukutuku pafacebook nomumanyuzipepa kana munotsanangura zvichita zvokuti hatizivi kuti zvino kuti munhu anofanira kusungwa here.
Thank you there. Mkoma, vachuma, you have 30 seconds. Pindura Hansi, say, musina zvamuri kuita nenyaya yaSikala.
Nyaya yekuti hatina zvatirika isina retizi yechokwadi, ina retizi yezanupf. Pane zvakawanda zvatiri kuita, munozviziva makawana mapetition atiri kuita. Makaona zvinyorwa zvatiri kuita tichichinwa pamusoro pakusvika kuvaSikala. Asi yaingoripo ndeyekuti zvamusiyefu nokuti munoziziva kuti ndeye akasunga vaSikala iri kuedza kuda kupa mhosva kumunhu ari kuchemera afirwa ndiye ari kuponerwa mhosva. Vanhu vanofanira kubeurwa panyaya yaSikala havasiTPC nokuti vaSikala vanoshinga neTPC, vaSikala vasiri maoko eTPC asi kuti vaSikala vari maoko ehurumende yeudyiri yamunangaba.
Thank you, Deva Chuma. I'm sorry kukubatai muromo, times ndizvo dzafamba, but please do stay on the line. Incube ngize kuwe, kungani abantu bemele belivotele njengezaphu ngamafitshane isikhathi sesambili?
Yes. Njengebandla lezaphu ngiyakholwa ukuthi uZulu uyazi ukuthi yithi esabisa inkululeko elizweni leZimbabwe and ungakhangela sisekhona kwezombusazwe kugovernment ilizwe lalimi ndlela ngoba ubukhokheli bethu babuqotho ubukhokheli obukhulu okwamanje buqotho. We are a government in waiting. We are a people-centered organization. If you look at our modus operandi, we are not in politics of grandstanding, but our primary concern is people. That's why you see there's this issue of Al Jazeera. It's surprising to see other political parties jumping, but this is what we've been preaching to people. This is what we've been trying to make them see. But we know who was going to open the Galago. We're on record several times challenging kona loku lokupandlululwa kwezigaba ezishiyeneyo njengezimaphu.
Siyabonga Ncube isikhathi. Ungasitshela liyawina nge-how many percent ukhetho? Khuluma i-percentage. Ncube?
Kangenele uwina ehlisti nge-54% ukhetho lolo luzayo.
Siyabonga. Vachuma, mkomana ari kuwina sarudzo ne-how many percent?
Mukomana ari kuwina ne-63%.
63%. Mnumzana Murechu, umongameli uMnangagwa kuwina ngengakhi?
Umongameli uwina ngo-80%.
that's a whitewash there. Thank you very much, gentlemen. That brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank all our guests and, of course, you're the viewers and listeners at home. Lizwile lapho besilo Brian Ncube, the ZAPU deputy spokesperson, Stephen Sakhozi Chuma, youth spokesperson of the opposition CCC, and Mr. Freedom Murechu, the youth chairman of ZANU-PF, Komlawayo. Kwanele, olivalelisayo, imi ontunga milinkoma. Good night, Zimbabwe.